It's a Think Before You Flush campaign. It's a public awareness campaign about the problems sanitary products and other items can cause in our marine environment and also in our wastewater network and infrastructure if they're flushed down the toilet. I suppose we have been linking up with Clean Coasts, Parks Fund Sashko, over the last number of years, launching this campaign and communicating it out to your listeners. So the survey basically was, we've been tracking behaviours and attitudes towards this issue, you know, the issue of thinking before you flush or flushing items down your toilet, or even think before you pour, pouring, you know, fat soils and grease down the sink. You know, they cause difficulty in our sewer network. So we've been tracking that behaviour over the last number of years. But in a way, it's a positive attitude or a positive result to the survey, because back in 2018, 36% of people were flushing the wrong items down the toilet. In the survey, the latest survey in this year, 21%. So that's significant progress on the campaign and getting people to have better behaviours regarding the items that they should be flushing down their toilet.
And what impact does this have on, I suppose, the surge and also the coastal areas then, if this behaviour continues?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like in nationally, we have wastewater collection systems, which include around 30,000 kilometres of underground sewers and around 2,000 pumping stations. And they convey sewage away from our homes and the communities to around 1,100 treatment plants nationally. So there's a lot of pipework to get the sewage from the house to the actual plant. And what happens is that if fat soils and grease and inappropriate items like plastics, hairs and all those different products that we shouldn't be putting down the toilet get into the network, they can congeal and become what's known as fat burrs, and they can cause blockages in the network as the sewage makes its way from the house to the treatment plant. And usually then they can present themselves at the weakest point in the network, whether that be a manhole or whether it might be a stormwater overflow, or it might cause an actual break in the pipe. And usually we find then, you know, that sewage can present itself into our water courses, our lakes, our rivers, or even the marine environments. So that's the problem. You know, it's trying to reduce down the effect or reduce down that inappropriate material that's going down our sewers, so that we don't have these blockages and we don't have these this sewage related matter kind of ending up in our environment.
Particularly important in a county like Donegal, which is so surrounded by water and has such a large coastline.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Clean Coasts, as I said, you know, we're linking up with Clean Coasts are part of Buntashka. And, obviously we're focusing in on coastal areas and that, but it's not just that. It's also about rivers or lakes. And even for the householders themselves that are using, the septic tank or whatever, you know, their own septic tank. But generally speaking, you know, we don't want to see sewer-related litter, you know, onto our beaches or anything like that. That's the main focus of this, is to keep our coast clean and keep our beaches clean so that we can enjoy them and protect them.